Good morning, good morning, good morning. Come on now, just begin to magnify the Lord with me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on now, just begin to magnify the Lord with me. He's worthy, he's so worthy. He's so worthy. He's so worthy, yeah. Father, we bless you, we magnify you, we glorify you. Father, less of us, more of you, none of us, all of you. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that this broadcast shall go forth unhindered and uninterrupted by any satanic weapon or force. Father, we declare and decree, oh God, that this word shall go forth with clarity and understanding. Hallelujah. Father, I declare and decree that this word shall go forth. Father, you said, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Father, we declare and decree, you're worthy, you're worthy, you're so worthy. Oh, we magnify your name, oh God, we magnify your name. We bless you, we bless you, we bless you, we bless you, we bless you. Oh Lord, we bless you, we bless you. Hallelujah. We bless you. We bless you. Hallelujah. We bless you. Hallelujah. We bless you. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you. David said, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise, come on now, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. He said, I will bless the Lord. Come on now. He said, I will. I will. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on now. Bless the Lord. The Bible says that God inhabits the praise of his people. Come on now. When you begin to give God praise, high glory, when you begin to give God praise, hallelujah, when you give God permission, you create a space for God and all of heaven to come down and interact and intervene on your behalf. Oh, come on, somebody. I know I'm not talking to myself. Come on now. If you love the Lord, come on now. Woo, my God, my God, my God. Come on, if you love the Lord, come on now. Just bless him, bless him, bless him, bless him right now, right now. Bless him right now. Hallelujah. Come on and bless him right now. He's worthy, yes, he is. He's worthy, yes, he is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, listen, I want to welcome everyone to the Early Morning Daily Bread with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryan of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the word of God. Now, what you hear this morning is not going to be my opinion, but it shall, woo, it shall be the word. Because the Bible says, man doesn't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God doth man live. High glory. I'm going to say this again. I'm going to say it again. I'm going to say it again. Oh my God, man doesn't live by bread alone, but he lives, okay? Life begins with the word, and I'm going to show you, but he lives by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Does God live? Come on now. Oh my God, listen, you cannot. Good. Look, 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 look. This is, we are in the season of 5785, which is your season of multiplied and abundant grace, okay? Oh, my God, my God. Oh, my God, my God. See, I'm trying to get this to you. Oh, my God, my God. Ekesha. Oh, my God, my God. Ekesha tarabokosha. Oh, my God. See, the Lord is doing something right now. Yes, 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 yes. Listen. When you understand the four areas that this season activates, okay? Let me say it like this. 5785 will be a season of divine grace and completion. The combination of the fifth, the five, and the seven, okay, it combines to a time of receiving God's grace for completing cycles and bringing divine fulfillment to promises that have been spoken over your life. Amen. Amen. Sorry about that. So when you understand, Paul said it like this: I've run the race, I finished my course. So God's grace, listen, and I've said this before, God's grace is directly connected to purpose. God's grace is his supernatural empowerment and power enabling on your life to do what he purposed, created, and called you to do. All right, the next part is renewal and new beginnings. The eight in the 5785 signifies that after a period of struggle or waiting. So I know I'm not the only one. It seems like you've been in battle after battle. As soon as one battle is finished, one begins right immediately. It seems like you've been getting hit with hell, high water, and the kitchen sink. But God says now the storm is over and there will be supernatural breakthrough. There will be supernatural manifestation, increase, multiplication, leading to fresh starts. This aligns and connects to God's ability to bring new life even to seemingly dead situations. Jesus said it like this: I am come that you might have life. Oh, glory. Woo! He didn't say money. He said life. Zoe, the absolute fullness of life. Connection number four, the power of your mouth. Proverbs 18:21 says that death and life are in the power of your tongue. God created the heavens and the earth with his mouth. He didn't touch anything until he formed man out of the dust of the ground. Oh, come on now. Woo, he spoke. He said, let there be, and it was. He saw it was good, and he blessed it. Come on now. Someone point at yourself. Say, God saw me, and he blessed me. So Proverbs 21 says, death and life in the power of the tongue. So prophetic decrees, prayers, and prophetic worship during this season will carry extra weight, dominion, and authority, releasing God's plan in the earth for your life. And the last part and connection is rest and preparation. The 7 and 5785 also connects to divine rest, which is not inactivity or just laying down or just sitting on your butt or your behind, but this is preparation. Just as God rested on the seventh day, it didn't mean he stopped. It just means that he rested. He took divine rest and prepared for the next day. This is going to be a season to rest in faith while God prepares the next phase of your life's journey. Okay, so once again, this is your daily bread, the prophetic encouragement daily that will impact and affect your life. If you receive the word, John chapter 1, verse 12. Let's go here. John chapter 1, verse 1. And then we'll look at verse 12, okay? Father, less of me, more of you, none of me, all of you. Father, think through my mind and speak through my verse, speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground. And Father, we'll be ever so careful to give you the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' mighty name. So listen, we're going to blow the trumpet and sound the alarm. Ooh, glory. So John chapter 1. Check out what it says. John chapter 1. Look at verse 1. Verse 1 says, in the beginning was the word, okay? So when God began, the word was there. Now, this word is capitalized, talking about a person, not letters, person, place. It's not just letters or words on a page. No. He says, in the beginning was the word. The word was with God, and the word was God. This word God here is Elohim. Okay. The same was in the beginning with God, and all things were made by him. This, here's how we know it's a person. But let's prove it's a person. Verse 12, to as many as received him. Who's he talking about? The word. He didn't need to restate God, because God is already given. It's already understood. But he's talking that about the word, because the word was with God and it is God, which means you cannot separate God from his word. I'm sorry, this thing, my little camera, I have to be careful about these little gestures here. Come on now, get back there. Get back there. Get back there. There we go. Now, to as many as received him, the word, to them, those that received. Okay, how do you receive the word? You hear it. My sheep hear my voice. A stranger they will not follow. You hide it in your heart. Okay. David said, I hid thy word deep in my heart that I might not sin against you. And then you do it. James says that we need to be doers of the word, not just hearers. But to as many as received him, hear, hide, and do the word, to them he gave his power. This sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. In verse 14, brings it home. And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Come on now. Someone type, I receive it. It is so. Come on. Ah, glory. Oh, glory. So now. Woo. So now this is the season that we're in. Your 5785 is your season of multiplied and abundant grace. Now today is the 326th day of 2024. Okay, it's also the 11th month of 2024. And these months, days, and numbers have significance, because God doesn't do anything by coincidence. Okay, and it says, and I, of course, I ask my little chat, but the number 326 can be broken down into three different components. The three, divine completeness and perfection. The two, agreement and unity, or witness, and the sixth, humanity and divine partnership. The three symbolizes the perfection of God's plans as reflected in the Trinity or the triune, okay, because Trinity is not in the Bible, but the Bible says he's a triune. These three are one. The two highlights agreement, the covenant of God, and the power of divine partnerships, which is in Matthew 18, 19. And the sixth represents humanity, creation, and the intersection of human effort and divine grace. Together reflects a season where God partners with humanity through grace and covenant to bring about divine completion and multiplication. Okay? When you add the three, the two, and the six together, it equals 11. And the number 11 connects to transition, alignment, and stepping into fulfillment. See, I can't make this stuff up. Spiritually, the 326th day symbolizes a moment to align with divine purpose and experience grace multiplied as you prepare to transition into new seasons. And the month of November, which is the 11th month, represents spiritual alignment, breakthroughs, and the fulfillment of promises. November is a time to prepare and transition perfectly suited to the season of 5785. Oh, come on now. Come on now. Are you getting this? Come on now. Get this. Someone type, I receive it. Are you sharing the broadcast? Come on now. Make sure you share this broadcast. The devil is alive. Glory, glory. What you see is temporary. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18 says, what you see is temporal, but what you cannot see is eternal. Okay. All right, let's see here. We're going to say, we're going to connect to the prophetic themes of the 26th day. The combination of the three and two connect to divine partnership, where God's completeness and in human agreement brings about significant breakthroughs, okay? You must agree. He says, okay, you must agree, okay? Walk together unless they are agreed. How can two walk together unless they be agreed? This day reminds us to walk in alignment and agreement with God's purpose to experience the fullness of his grace. Two, the transition into abundance, okay? It's from faith to faith, glory to glory. You're transitioning into abundance from debt and lack and poverty into abundance, overflow, wealth, prosperity. This day's position into the late in the year symbolizes a time of transition and preparation for overflow. Isaiah 43:19 says, behold, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? Woo, my God. Let's go there. Isaiah 43:19. Oh, my God. This is going to bless you. Isaiah 43:19. Come on now. Come on now. Go there with me. Go there with me. Come on. Go there with me. Isaiah 43. See, this is what I want you to see in the Word. See, it won't be my opinion. It'll be the Word. Okay, Isaiah 43:18-19. Good morning, Brother Doug. He says, remember not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Yesterday, we read where it says, old things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. He says, behold, take a look, pay attention. I will do. Okay, here's the prophetic voice of God. Here's how we know it's Elohim. Here's how we know. Woo, my God. This phrase, I will do. In the Hebrew, it is the asa of God, which means to accomplish, to fashion, to make, to work, to produce, to put in order, to appoint, ordain, and institute. Oh, my God. Are you getting this? Woo, my God. He says, behold, I ordain, I will appoint a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Now let's take a look at this phrase, spring forth. It's the samach of God, which means to spring up, means to grow up. It means, okay, to grow abundantly or thickly. Oh, come on now. Woo! It says, now it shall grow forth abundantly and thickly. Shall you not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Are you getting this? Oh, my God. Number three, it connects to faith and obedience in action. The presence of the six, which means mankind or humanity, emphasizes the importance of faith-filled action to see the release and the results of God's promises. James 2, verse 17 says, faith without works is dead. Come on now. Today is a prophetic moment to act on faith to unlock God's abundance. Are you getting this? Someone type, I receive it. It is so. Woo, come on now. See, I'm just reading how this all connects, and it connects with the Word. Okay? Now you know that the main scripture that we've been studying that connects to 5785 is Romans chapter 5, verse 17 through 20. But we're going to start at verse 19 and 20. And let's see how this connects. Come on now. Look at what it says. For by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners. But by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. So there's nothing you can do to be made righteous. Because of what Jesus did, you were made righteous. When you repent, when you say, Father, I love you, I repent, I turn my back on anything except those connected with my Father. Oh, my God. And I turn my face. He says, I repent, change of mind, which results in a change of life. Because you do that, look at what it says. For by one By the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Once you get understanding. So the making is once understanding comes in that area, that when I receive salvation, when I confess with my mouth and believed in my heart that Jesus Christ came, was buried, was crucified, buried, rose on the third day, and is now all powerful in my life. Now he's my Lord, Savior, and Messiah. He's become my salvation. Once I receive the truth and understand the truth, I've been made righteous. Oh, my God. Woo! And it wasn't you doing the making. It was God. Why? Because that was your original place. High glory. Here we go. Verse 20. Moreover, the law entered that the sin might abound, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. This is why you can walk in the power of the word. Why? Because grace, the supernatural empowerment of God. This is why it's not anything that you can do to get it, gain it, or be made in it, by grace. Woo! Oh, my God. Oh, my God. If you're getting something today, someone type, I receive it. It is so. Come on now. Come on now. Just type it. I receive it. It is so. Glory. Everything that God is doing in this season is to get you back into your original position. According to Genesis chapter 1, let us create man, Adam, mankind in our image, and let them have dominion. Our glory. So God, Elohim, created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them and said, be fruitful and multiply. Our glory. Replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over everything I created except one another. Woo! Now, yesterday we were in 2 Corinthians, okay? Trying to see which one we're gonna use. Oh yeah, 2 Corinthians chapter 5. We're gonna end on this and we're gonna get out of here. 2 Corinthians. Come on now. Get your seed ready, amen. Why? Woo, my God. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. You gotta see this. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Okay, 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Someone type, I receive it, it is so. Verse 17 and 18 and 19, okay? Therefore, if any man be in Christ, see, when you receive salvation, when you gave your heart and your life and everything to the Lord, when you said, Father, I no longer want to try to do this by myself, but I want to reconnect, woo, back to my inheritance. Woo, my God, my God, my God. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. And behold, all things. Come on now. We're still talking about the power of all. Come on now. We started learning this last year about, well, this past tabernacle. Our glory. The power of all. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who has what? Reconciled us. Remember yesterday, we learned this yesterday, the word reconcile or reconciliation means to return to favor with, or to receive one into favor, or the restoration of the favor of God in your life. All things of God, and who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and has given unto us the ministry of reconciliation. Woo! To which God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses. So, in other words, when God reconciles you, when you repent, he no longer connects your trespasses, your mistakes, your missteps, your sins, your faults. He wipes the slate clean. Woo! Imputing their trespasses unto him, and have committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are now. Not until you get everything together. Now we are ambassadors, representatives of the kingdom of heaven for Christ. as though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in God's stead, be ye reconciled to God, restored to favor. Come on now, somebody give God praise. Oh my God, oh my God, we gotta, oh glory. Listen, we gotta stop right there. Listen, listen, listen. He says, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Listen, get your seed ready. Do it now, okay? You know how to do this thing. Sow your teruma, the Cash App, $, Prophet M.D. Bryant. Listen, when you do this, oh my God, this is how God, this is how you prove to yourself and God that you are walking in the understanding that he says, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. It's your time. Sow your seed. Everything is right there on your screen. The PayPal, the Zelle, my Cash App to do the Teruma. Amen. Do it now. 5785, 157. Do it right now. Woo, my God, my God. Listen, I'm trying to get this to you. Don't let high glory, don't let what the enemy meant for evil cause you to change your mind. Stand firm. Be steadfast in the faith. Father, I thank you. You said, I can bless those that bless me, curse those that curse me. Father, I speak the blessing of the Lord makes them rich and has no sorrow. I speak spiritual. I speak healing and health and wholeness, spirit, soul, body, and financially in their lives. And Father, as they sow the seed, Father, I declare Deuteronomy chapter 1 that you multiply and increase them 1,000 times greater. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Listen, I want to thank you for joining in. Please don't miss tomorrow. It's your time to walk in your restoration. You've been restored and renewed. Now just receive it and walk in it. Be blessed.